Laudation Salvatorem, laudaducem et pastor.
Ember Days are seasonal days of fasting and prayer, four times a year, roughly corresponding to the four seasons, specifically the Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday after the first Sunday of Lent, after Pentecost, after the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which is September 14th, and after St. Lucy's Day, which is December 13th. On these 3 days after each feast, we are encouraged to fast and pray, to beseech the Lord for our various needs, including praying for priests and vocations, to give thanks to God for his blessings, especially for the fruits of the earth and the work of human labor, and to refocus our attention and our dependence on God. As a reminder, fasting means only eating one meal a day, and on Fridays of Ember Days, we are additionally encouraged to abstain from meat as well. A good way to give thanks to the Lord is, of course, through prayers of thanksgiving. But if you've been particularly blessed, consider giving an extra donation during these Ember Days to your parish church and a charity like FeedingAmerica.org, America's largest domestic hunger relief organization. Have you lost focus in these past few weeks and months? Have you stopped praying daily? Are you giving in to sin and hopelessness? Are you in a deep fog of worry about all manner of things? Now's the time to refocus on God. Now's the time to start praying again. Now's the time to have hope and see the light of Christ. Seek his kingdom, depend upon him, and all else will be added. I'd like to end on a prayer that you can use for priests and vocations. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, we thank you for your priest who minister to us the sacraments of your grace. Keep your priest within your most sacred heart. Protect them from all physical and spiritual harm. Bless their labors with abundant fruit and guide them to greater holiness. Lord, you have said, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. We pray, therefore, send more workers into the field. May those whom you call hear that call and be strengthened by the Spirit to be faithful priests, deacons, sisters, and brothers in your most holy name.
Caro cibus sanguis potus, manet amen Christus totus, sub utraque specie. Assumente non concisus, non confractus, non divisus.